Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Loretta.
Hi.
Hi. Just you and I so far.
Oh, okay.
You're still there?
Yeah, he's still here.
Okay.
Oh, there go echo.
Oh,
where that's
coming
from?
Where that's coming from?
You hear
it? Probably got it. No, I don't hear it.
You don't hear that?
Probably because I had it on speaker. Is that better?
Oh, okay. It's gone now.
Greeting.
Are they going to have it on speaker with the computer next to it? I think it gets that echo.
Okay.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Varner.
Good evening.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you all.
There is a resume ticket.
It'll be different.
Might be with their family. Well, here comes somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. This is Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty, yes.
Hi. Hello. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Same to you.
Hi. Someone just.
Yes.
Someone just joined the call. The number ends in 7515. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Nancy Carey?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, new number. Hi, welcome.
Okay, welcome. Yeah, I don't know how long. This is what I'll be calling on for a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Loretta, you
want to
go ahead?
Okay, I'll pick up reading out of Genesis. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Yeah. Okay, Genesis 47:25 through, I think it's 31. And this is Joseph's plan to save Egypt. You have saved our lives, they said. We will gladly be the serf of Pharaoh. So Joseph made it a law throughout the land of Egypt, and it is still the law, that Pharaoh should have as his tax 20% of all the crops except those produced on the land owned by the temples. So Israel lived in the land of Goshen in Egypt, and soon the people of Israel began to prosper. And there was a veritable population explosion among them. Jacob lived 17 years after his arrival, so that he was 147 years old at the time of his death. As the time drew near for him to die, he called for his son Joseph and said to him, "Swear to me most solemnly that you will honor this, my last request. Do not bury me in Egypt, but when I am dead, take me out of Egypt and bury me beside my ancestors." And Joseph promised, "Swear that you will do it." Jacob insisted, and Joseph did. So afterwards, Jacob took to his bed. Amen.
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 Okay. We didn't have any new callers. I'm just going to go ahead and do a roll call. Have Loretta, Hubert, myself, Angela, Mom, Pops, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Carrie.
Amen.
Welcome, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, I will go ahead and say the opening prayer, and we'll go ahead with our services today. Giving honor to God, my parents, and to each of you, please bow your heads. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Lord, we ask you to apply the blood of Jesus over these airways to render powerless and harmless any evil spirit that tries to come into our presence. Step by step, as we surrender every part of our lives to Jesus, the door is open to a richer relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Hey. Pops, would you do us the honor of reading Matthew 19?
Okay. Matthew 19:26. Everyone. Peter looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
"With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We had another call. Amen. You want to
test
you, Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Is Auntie Dot to join? Okay, welcome.
Okay.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you all.
Amazing.
All righty. Okay, well, we will go ahead and start our program today. And, Mom, would you like to start us off?
Yes, I will be glad to. And I'm going to read the Passion of Devotion from Figuring Out the Ways of God.
Amen.
We are living in the age of information. With the turn of a brain or a stroke of a key, and the click of a mouse, we can have an entire encyclopedia or information available to us. We can find out just about anything, or so we think. Though we may have mandible and gibbet of information at our fingertips, we still have yet to master one source of information, the way of God, in Isaiah 55:8-9, he declared, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Have yielded an unmanageable wealth of information, yet human knowledge still remains finite. The infinite knowledge of the Most High God transcends far beyond it, yet repeatedly in Scripture, the Lord invites us to partake of the unfathomable rich of his knowledge and wisdom, to begin to know his mind and heart. To do so, we only need to go as far as his word. Life can be found in the word of God. He invited us to consume it. Come by wine and milk without money and without cost. Not only it is free, it is a delicate. Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest affair. The word is full of promise to all who are faithful to it. in company. So high for that is Commonwealth of Gantee. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. And we had another caller join, Nathaniel. Daniel? Oh, he dropped. Okay. Well, we will move right along. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. I'll read from the Daily Bread. And it goes on to say, still at the wheel of your life, it's time to let Jesus drive. We often say that Jesus died for us, which of course is true, but there's more to it than that. Because Jesus died on the cross, something inside of us died, the power of sin. It's what Paul meant when he said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. We were essentially co-crucified with him. With Jesus in the driver's seat, the old destinations are off limit. No more turning down the street of self-centeredness, the street of greed, or the street of lust. We know we no more off-road ventures into the swamp of pride or the ditch of bitterness. We were crucified with him, and he is at the wheel. He died so that he alone can drive and defend us. So if you died and Christ lives in you, your joy is to let him drive and define your life. There may be a few bumps in the road, but you can count on it. He'll take you somewhere good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Daniel, so you came back.
Yeah, I'm trying to use the smartphone. I'll be messing up.
That's okay. No problem. Amen. All right. Well, would Hubert like to say anything tonight, Loretta?
Yes, I would. Okay. Yes, y'all. I would like to call, you know, this Sunday Resurrection Day.
Amen.
You know, it's like Jesus became a mediator between us to why he come down to redeem us back to God, to redeem the whole world back to himself. So, you know, during that betrayal in the Garden of Eden, that was before that took place, Jesus was in great agony while he was in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. And by all the pains and the suffering and the stripes and the beating that he took, and then had to suffer such a horrible death as crucifixion by the cross, I would like to share with you all today, Transforming Pain to Power by Daniel Beely. Embracing the pain. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of all these negative thoughts. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I can't take it anymore. Have you ever felt these thoughts and feelings? I know I have. That which we resist, persists. There come a time when we must embrace the pain instead of attempting to resist it, or pretending that the pain is not there, or living with the effects of the pain without truly investigating its roots. There come a time when we must go in to come out. We must become real about our pain so that we may discover that it truly does not have power over us. Running from your past, You stumble to your future, running from your past, afraid of what is there, running from your past. You live the lie that make it possible to push beyond your fears, running from your past. The way that you survived, running from your past. You hurry through your moments, running from your past. You really aren't a lie, running from your past. You live the lie that robs you of true joy, running from your past. It's no way to survive. Thank you very much, Anna. Shalom.
Amen.
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 Okay, I'm talking to you. Pops, would you go next, please? Pops, are you there?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I see it.
No, we couldn't hear you.
I had muted myself by mistake. Go ahead.
Okay, we read from Luke, the 24th chapter. In the subject, Christ, resurrection, and ascension. Now, upon the 12th day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and find not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were made perplexed, thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, I seek you the living among the dead. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remember his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them. We told these things unto the apostles, and that word seemed that to them as our tale, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which would come to pass. And we noticed that verse 1, the ladies were, it was early that morning. And no doubt we men laid up asleep, but the women was out early trying to get to Jesus. And as they were going, they were talking about, discussing how they can roll away the stone. But when they got there, the stone was already rolled away. And the stone wasn't rolled away for Jesus to come out, but it rolled away for Mary and the rest of them to see inside, but they hadn't moved it on when Jesus come out. He can come out that way. And Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, mother James, and the women, they all other way. He let you know there were more than them. There was the other women that too besides what they could name. And so, that was the crucifixion of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That means he's not dead now. He well and alive today. As of now. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Pops. Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read from James chapter 1, starting at verse 12. It says, blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted by any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. Then when he has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, which whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begotten to us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creation. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, and slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of a man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engraft word, which is able to save your soul. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Betty. Excuse me. Auntie Carrie? I'm up for it. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in tongues or means of angel, but do not have love, I am a resounding going on the clinging, I forgot, I can't say this word right now, symbol. If I have the gift of prophecy and have not fathomed all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I have possessed all to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but I have no love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor other. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part that we prophesy in part, but when we completeness come, what is the part of disappearing? When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childhood behind me. For now we see on a reflection as in the mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And all these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Carrie. Auntie Dot?
Oh, yes. I want to read prayer or confession. We all are like sheep and gone astray. We have all turned to our own way. We have sinned and have been because of Christ's suffering. Almighty God, please forgive us in the name of Jesus. We pray. Remove the sin that distances from us and from those we love and care about. Remove our selfish and pride, our envy, and our greed. Remove from us our thoughts, acts, and words that hurt one and another. Remove from us the tendency to hurt others out of revenge and anger. Forgive us, please. Create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and renew it with us, and renew it a new and right spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Dot. Now, Daniel? Lost him again. Okay. Well, I will go next, and I'm reading out of 1 Corinthians 15, and the title is A Day of Freedom. According to Paul, one who says he or she is a Christian without believing in the resurrection is stating a contradiction in terms. But why did Jesus Christ die, if not for our sins, and if his dust is still in Palestine grave, then his sacrifice was insufficient for our salvation, and we would still be in our sins with a futile faith, not only still in our personal sins, but in all the sin and evil of the unjust world. That curious combination of the Old and the New Testament revelation marks the faith of African-American Christians. Jesus' resurrection is our exodus. Because he lives, we are not hopelessly enslaved to the power of our private sins. But more than that, we are not in bondage to the power of the public sins, the economic and social structures of sin, of those who continue in ever more devious and subtle ways to hem us in. We are more than conquerors through the risen Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So Daniel, you're back? Would you like to say anything?
Yeah, I'm back. Smartphone has been good for me today. I did want to read something. I'm going to try to get to it, okay? I'm reading out of Justin. It's a bright future. Okay, 1 Peter, verse 3, well, 3 and 5 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again to a lively hope by his resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To own inheritance uncorruptible and unfulfilled, and that fadeth not away, preserving in the heavens for you. You are kept in the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. God has blessed you in a marvelous way. He has given you living hope. Be encouraged today. You have to live. You have to live. You are an overcomer. The world doesn't understand the truth, this truth. They look at Christians and think we are foolish. They laugh at us. They say to themselves, you don't do anything real significant. You can't succeed unless you do what we do. You must compromise and play our game. But they are not right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You made it through.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, well, we'll move along in our program to the second shut-in, and I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay. For everyone with bowed head for the second shut-in. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless Jessica Smith, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Miss Wonder, Mary Ann, Jessica Smith, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Miss Allen, Daddy Verna, Angela Burns, Jermaine, Rachel and family, Cheryl, LaTanya, Miss Harold, Loretta, Rochelle Bessler, Miss Boyers and family, Josh and Kim, Early, Jenny, Mary Lowe, Abilene, Kevin, Auntie Betty, the Norris family, Carlos and the Wells family, Kira, DeMarcus, Tony, Malachi, Valerie Crockett, Jerhel Washington, the Rossiter family, Janet Williams, Charles and Val, Walter Moody, Eddie Tipman, Sidaria, Monique, Chris, Michael, Walter Moody, Eddie Tipman, Sidaria, Denise, Ruth Edwards, Jerry and Terry, Vicki Hussman, Tally, Quentin, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to heal us and to make us whole. Lift us up so that others may see the goodness of you working in us, through us, and with us, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the blood, for there is power in the blood. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless us and heal us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm glad to have, though. Somebody just passed around me. And they walked this world for 99 years. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm. Well, we talk about our birthdays for April 20th through April the 26th. I have on my list Beryl Nellums on the 21st, Mildred Tompkins on the 21st, Walter Moody on the 23rd. Are there any other birthdays we want to recognize?
Anniversary on the 21st.
All right.
Tomorrow.
Oh. All right, then.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Loretta, would you like to sing happy birthday to our birthday girls today?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, have a great day tomorrow, Angela.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Alrighty. We'll move on to our praises, testimonies, songs, or poems. And I will start with Hubert.
Yes. Shalom, shalom. As I was speaking earlier, from pain to power, we know that on the third day, Jesus rose with all power in his hands. It's the power of the cross where he meets us at our crossroads in our life. Life on the road is a lot like life in general. The question is, where is this road taking us? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. I'd like to inspire everyone to be motivated, to have faith, extreme faith, and be bold and courage, and have dreams that reach into the heavens and keep our minds off the earthly things, and have the wisdom to know our purpose in life. And I will bid everyone peace. Shalom, shalom. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Hubert. Mother, you're next.
Okay. Well, I want y'all to really listen to the words of this song.
Oh,
dance. I dance in the morning when the world begun, and I danced in the moon and stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on earth. At the 3 a.m., I had my bird dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance for the scribes and the Pharisees, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I dance for the fishermen, James and John. They came to me when the dance went on. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance on the Sabbath when I cruise on land. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high. I am the best and I never, never died. They left me there on the cross to die. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all. Wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, said he. I dance on a Friday and the sky turned bright. Hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought I was gone. But I am the dance and I still go on. dancing, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, as He, I lead you all. Wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, as He. They cut me down and I leaped up high. I am the life that I never, never die. I live in you, you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, as He. Standing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, as He. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, as He. Standing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, as He. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance.
Amen.
And Rika. Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that, Mom. Loretta?
Okay. I would like to share something out of the Red Prayer Book. And the title is, Let's Take It From the Top. Here's the problem. When we were born, we are born in our human nature, separated from God and the truth of God due to the spiritual fall of separation of Adam, the first man, from God. Therefore, our mind from one generation to the next are corrupt, shaped by sinful tendencies. There is a veil of this sinful blindness or darkness that keep us from seeing and understanding the truth. Darkness can mask truth if we don't know truth. We therefore cannot perceive the truth on our own. When we belong to God through Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God helps to order and direct our thoughts. However, on our own, we misguided mind. We think we are okay. We think we can do anything right apart from God. But in all actuality, we are deceived. We must have God like a light in the dark room in us to even begin to understand how far off base we are, how bad we have missed what is really going on. God is not coming to us to condemn us, but to reveal Himself and invite us to share with Him the most wonderful life and light. Without the truth and light of God, we will not understand why the world's people fallen are separated from God, act and do the things they do. If we listen to what people say, we can clearly hear their words justifying their action, giving a clear broadcast of the darkened heart and mind they live in. God didn't make us robots. Instead, God gave us a choice, and it is up to each one of us to walk with Him or apart from Him. Thank God He didn't leave us nor forsake us in that condition, but has provided a way back to our Heavenly Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, true. Thank you for that. Pop,
would you like to go next?
Yes. I would like to read about seven ways Christ shed the blood for us. You know, sometimes we take it for granted. Crime is a whole lot for us, and then we don't even want to spend a few minutes with him. And the first time he went to Gethsemane, you know, when they arrested him at Gethsemane, he went to pray. sweat dropped off and like drops of blood. And then the Roman soldier, they pulled the beads, and his blood came out. And he bled again. When they whipped him, he bled. When they carried the cross, they were whipping on him. That's what they get 40 lashes down the steel with the hand tied. Then when they carried the cross, they whipped on him again. And then put a crown of thorns on his head. But putting them, they plaited it up and put it on the head. Then they beat the thorn down in the head, so he bled. There. He gave up. Not for himself, for us. When he was carrying the cross, he bled again when they whooped on him. Put holes in his feet, he bled again. And they speared him in the side. He bled water and blood at that time. And I understand that water was for baptizing. Moses and all the saints were dying under the ground. And the blood was life, represent life. And so we said we want to be like Jesus as long as everything goes smooth, but we want to be like him when he had to go through all the agony he went through for us. And we know that by his Father putting through all of that, and we don't want to obey and recognize him, he's going to be murdered on us. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that pop. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I have a praise report. If I get choked up, just take it for love.
Amen.
All right.
I witnessed today, this Resurrection Sunday, my daughter Frida was ordained as a minister.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. It was wonderful, wonderful time. And I cried like a baby.
I cried.
Yes, to see one of my turning their life to God that way. And I want to thank my family for supporting me. They were there today. All of my sisters, my children, their children. So we just had a wonderful time. And I give glory and praise to the Almighty God for what he is doing in our lives. Thank you very much.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Auntie, you didn't cry, you wept.
Well, I wept. I wept. Thank you, Freddie.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Amen.
Okay, thank you, Auntie Betty, for sharing that. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, got me crying over here. Okay, Auntie Carrie.
I pay.
You weep it too.
I can't help myself, you know. Okay, thank you. Auntie Dot.
I'm a pass.
Okay. Well, Daniel, you on?
Well, I just want to praise the brother, honey, and say I love everybody. But like I was saying, Auntie Betty, we not crying, we weeping.
Okay, dog. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. I wept. But it was because I was so happy, joyful time. Amen.
Amen. Though.
Amen.
You better see it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Well, I'm gonna just take us out with this, then.
I have another praise report too. I saw my son to church today.
Amen.
You hear people cry? Or did they weep?
No, I didn't cry, but I made it out.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do my little favorite, though. It's me, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's we, it's us, it's everybody. Standing in the need of prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen. All righty. Well, we'll move on.
Okay, we have another report.
Okay.
Mr. Gender is going into surgery on Thursday, and we hope that everything goes well and he'll be out before to be in there 5 days. He'll be in the hospital 5 days. So that's what I want to drop.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be keeping him up
Amen.
In prayer.
Amen.
Yep. God put his hand on those doctors. Amen.
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 All righty. Mother, would you mind leading us in the serenity? The serenity prayer. Mom.
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to itself.
The serenity to itself.
The thing that I cannot change.
The thing that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. All righty. Thank you for leading us on that, Mom. Hubert, would you like to say the Psalms 23rd prayer?
Yes. I'll be coming to you all from the Living Bible, Psalms 23. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me to do what honors him the most. Even then, walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me, guiding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessing overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life. And afterward, I will live with you forever in your home. I'd like to also add that Lord, forgive them for they know not for what they do. So we can start over anew. Amen.
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 Thank you for the Huber. Amen. Is there anything else in there that would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? All right. Please bow your heads. I want to thank everyone for participating. And just to leave you with one last word, Jesus Christ is worthy of us.
Before you see it close, folks, here's something I want to share. I would like for all the missing people on the prayer line to come back in. And let's pray for that.
Amen.
Because we miss two people that we really love and come back in the prayer line. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise and adoration yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. The answer was, is, and ever shall be Jesus. He alone is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way, the truth, and the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy Easter, everybody.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter. Good night. Everybody have a blessed week. Love you all. Congratulations. And happy anniversary.
Well,
God bless us all. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.
Love you all.